Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? I believe this is episode 49, closing in on 52 episodes. I want to say this is probably about a year now I've been doing this, so I think I'll call number 50 the anniversary show. So I'll hold off on that. But as always, off top, I want to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening. I appreciate this thing still growing, man, and I really appreciate it. And I know it could do a lot better if I was freaking consistent. If I was consistent. What do I want to talk about this week? Probably, I think a bunch of little things. Oh, you know what? First off, I want to say, I want to talk about my recovery. I never really talk about my surgery much. I think I talked about it after I had it, but it's been, a little over 2 months now. I had my surgery October 15th. It is now December 17th, and I'm out of my sling. I've been out of my sling for almost a month now. I think the 24th of last month was the last time I wore it. So I'm out of the sling, and I'm doing my physical therapy. It's going pretty well, getting a lot of mobility back in my arm. Not a lot of strength, though, so there's still a lot I can't do. Shouldn't really be carrying anything over 5 pounds in it. And just doing a lot of flexibility training right now and some strength stuff. So I'm slowly on the road to recovery. My two physical therapists are great. They're both white, vegetarian female, so it's a lot of fun. I don't even know what that means, but that's just something about them. One's tall, one's short. And they're both vegetarians. I'm like usually the youngest person in there. And honestly, some of those people are so old. I'm like, are you really, really trying to rehab that knee before you take that long nap? I don't really think you're gonna need that knee much longer. I know that's mean. I shouldn't say that. But it's like you're 96 and you worry about your knee. But you know what? At the age, you gotta remain positive because I'm pretty sure. It's like you want to live as long as you can live. You want to live as healthy as you can and mobile. So I shouldn't even do that, man, because I love old people. There's a bunch of adorable old ladies in there. They're so cute. I just love seeing them come in their little soprano sweatsuits, you know, watching them flirt with some of the young guys. That is hilarious. You get some of the there's some elderly people in there, like I said, 80s, 90s. 70s, but then there are some in their maybe late 50s, early 60s who, you know, you can tell like, oh man, she was a looker, you know, and you can see them just flirting and stuff and grabbing and laughing and, you know, giggling and stuff to see if they still got that magic. But the dust is gone, lady. You had your day in the 80s, but it's a lot of fun watching these old ladies flirt with these young guys. Yeah, the recovery's going well. We just started working my arm behind my back, and that is not fun. I do my exercises every day. A couple weeks ago, I was going a little too hard, and there was a lot of swelling, a lot of pain and discomfort. So she was like, hey, you might want to back it down a little bit. So I backed it down some, and the swelling and discomfort has gone away. But I do push myself. So that's just for those who are wondering. I'm pretty sure most people don't really care about my arm, my shoulder. The weight loss, not going well. I gave up. Sorry. This is not going well, everybody. I'm just shoveling shit down my throat. So I gotta do better. I have to want to do better, man. I don't know what it is. I like working out, but the fact that I really can't is demoralizing to me. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just, because I don't want to be a person who just has to like walk or something like that. That's so boring. I would like to get in there and like lift weights and stuff. So but that's no excuse. I need to eat better. That's the only thing I can really control right now. Do some squats, some air squats, do some lunges. I gotta do something. So I gotta figure out a plan, something. I got to get on the plan and stick to it. What else is going on? What else do I want to talk about? What else was? I'm noticing now, but I'm pretty sure it's been going on for quite some time. But I'm just really starting to focus on this on Facebook. I notice people, they really like to do these stupid comparisons, you know, dumb, if you want to call them comparisons. Like I saw one the other days, like people, everybody know that Kanye West is fucking Kim Kardashian, but nobody knows that the federal government was charged with the death of Martin Luther King, and they were found guilty back in 19, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, how are you really comparing those two things? It's like, you're comparing something that's going on right now to a court case that happened in the 80s. That's not a fair comparison. Saw another one. It's a picture of Charlie Sheen. And I'm going to speak from an uninformed standpoint here, because that's just how I roll. It's Charlie Sheen and Bill Cosby. Please tell me how one dude who admits to having sex with women and has AIDS, he can keep his shows, but somebody that's accused of rape 30, 40 years ago, they lose everything. It's like, well, first and foremost, one dude is being accused of rape. The other one lived a promiscuous lifestyle and contracted HIV. Two completely different things. Now, like I said, I'm speaking from an uninformed standpoint. Now, I'm pretty sure if Charlie Sheen came out and said, hey, I have HIV and I've just been giving it to women for years, it would be all over the news. So the fact that it isn't, and I'm pretty much up on pop culture for the most part, I'm pretty sure that would be all over the news, that Charlie Sheen knowingly was pretty much committing attempted murder on women. That's a stupid comparison. And the last one, I haven't seen this. This whole story died down, so no one cares. The whole story about how college students want a safe space. And I saw this dumb meme, 2015, college kids want a safe place. 1944, college kids get on boats in groups to fight the Nazis and die. It's just like, what are you trying to, I get it. Now you're pretty much trying to say college kids nowadays are pussies. And back in the day, people were going off to fight war. How can you even compare college kids who want to be politically correct to men being drafted to fight the Nazis who were trying to take over the world? And I know a lot of people volunteered. But what's the comparison there? What's the comparison? Are you really trying to compare World War II veterans to college kids nowadays? That makes no sense. That's dumb. I honestly hate when anyone tries to compare anything to military people. It's just like, you can't compare to that. You can't. You're talking about people who are being shot at, as opposed to someone who just not. You can't compare combat to anything, really. That's not fair. It's not fair to the military to even to be disrespected like that, to try to compare some movement into a college to some kid who's been taken away from his family, drafted to fight in a country he's never heard of against people that they don't even know. Fight alongside people they don't know, murder other people because they were told to, but for a good cause. You can't compare the two, so please stop it. Stop trying to, don't do that. You think it's disrespectful to the veterans because people are talking about the other thing, but it's just outright disrespectful to people who put their life on the line. It's not even fair. I get what you're trying to say, but you're not really, you're kind of proving the point the other way. It's like, you're the one to me that's really disrespecting what they do to try to compare a combat veteran to some other shit that's going on in a non-combat situation. It's not fair. I know I kind of went off on that, but this is how I feel. But the biggest thing I want to talk about this week is, and I don't even know why I don't even know why it seems like it's been more of an issue for me lately. It's just, man, I think I've friended some people that I really don't know on Facebook, and I guess this is just a byproduct of it. It's just, there's so much, why is there so much homophobia in the black community, man? Why? I don't fucking get it at all. It blows my mind. It seems like that's all people care about. Oh, he got that. Oh, he gay. He, ooh, girl. Oh, he gay. He gay. It's like, so what? Why do you care? How does it really affect your life? Honestly. Like that dude, Dr. Umar Johnson. Fuck that dude. Fuck him. Fuck that dude. Look him up, Umar Johnson, UMAR. I don't understand. This guy goes on hip-hop stations, and that's what the kind of stuff they really want to talk about. Can people really be born gay? Why do you give a fuck? With all the other stuff that's going on in the black community, why is that such a big thing? Honestly, I don't get it. I don't understand how people said that ruins the black. How is that ruining the black community? Is it all gay men in Chicago shooting each other up and killing little kids and shit? Is it all gay men out there selling dope on the street? Is it all these gay men getting women pregnant? Are these women picking sorry-ass gay men to have kids with? No. So how is that ruining the black community? Please. Please, someone, can someone please explain to me how that affects us? It blows my mind. Do you even see it preached from these pulpits, man? Preachers worry about who gay. These men running around here with purses and high heels. You know what? It's different. But why the fuck do you care? Why? Look at teen pregnancy. It's gone down over the years. But look at so many young black men locked up selling dope. You know, promiscuity. These women picking horrible men. That's what's destroying the black community. This, we don't really, you know, people not graduating from high school. Having too many kids that they can't take care of. That's what's hurting us. Why do you care what two grown-ass men want to do in their bedroom? The shit that's ruining us is the stuff that straight people are doing in their bedrooms. That's what's ruining us. We don't have the resources to take. You don't have the resources to take care of your kids. They can't get a good education. You're never around because you got to work two horribly paying jobs to try to make ends meet. So now TV and the streets and other people are raising your kids, and it just perpetuates this cycle. And then that dude, Dr. Umar, tries to blame the absence of men on why there's so many gay black men. And he blames that on lesbianism. It's like, so it's just straight up black men's fault that people are gay, that black men are gay. The fact that you're not there makes them gay. And that only pertains to the black community. What about, you know, since we're going to do that, or since most white kids are born in wedlock, what does that say? Most white dudes have their father there, and there's a lot of gay white dudes. How does the absence of a male figure make a female gay? So just, please someone explain this to me. Obsessed with athletes being gay. Like that dude, Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver for the Giants. There's some video of him looking like he's looking at some dude ass. But you know, at the end of the day, who cares? If the dude's gay, so what? That dude's he's a dope-ass receiver. Dope-ass receiver. He doesn't get in trouble. And he plays the game very well. I don't understand. Fellas, would you rather him be gay or straight? If you out at a club and Odell Beckham walks in, would you rather him be gay or straight? Would you rather compete with a 6'1" cut up dude with $15 million? Would you rather him come into the club with all his boys looking for women? Or would you rather him come into the club, all same attributes, young, good looking dude, in great shape with millions of dollars ready to spend? Well, who would you rather compete against when it comes to getting females? I don't get it. I'm pretty sure everybody in Cleveland was ecstatic that LeBron James was coming back, except the same dude that played his same position. He knew his days were over. He was gone. See you later. You know, why do you want the competition? I don't get it. Do you think lions are out there on the plains of Africa like, man, there's not enough lions out here trying to eat the same shit that I'm eating? I don't even want these gazelles. I want more lions out here to compete with. No, you don't. You want fewer. Don't you understand math? I love deviled eggs. When I go to a party, I'm not thinking, when I see deviled eggs, ooh, I hope everybody wants these deviled eggs. I'm like, no, I hope nobody wants these deviled eggs. You know why? Because I want all those fucking deviled eggs to myself. And here's another part that blows my mind. You go to a party, right, and there's nothing but dudes there. And it's a sausage fest in here. But you're all straight, so it should be a lot of fun. Right? That's what you want. You want everybody to be straight like you. I don't get it, man. I really don't, man. After all we've been through as a people, as far as the discrimination and all that kind of stuff, for us to hate on somebody because of their sexual orientation, it's just stupid, man. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I really just don't see how it's gay people's fault in the black community how is it destroying the black community, man? I don't. I really don't. When I was younger, I used to be pretty homophobic. You know, I used to be like, man, gay dudes shouldn't raise kids. It's just like, I mean, I've gotten older and wiser, and it's like, you know what? There's kids just need a loving environment. And the world is changing. The world is changing, man. And I don't see this slippery slope because we allow gay people to get married that pedophiles one day will have a voice. No, that's just never been cool. And it won't be. And I already talked about the slippery slope before. If you want to have that argument, a lot of people think that slippery slope started with black people being set free. So, hey, if you don't want gay people to raise kids, do you feel like gay people are ruining the black community? You're more than welcome to bring your ass down here, down south somewhere, walk into a farm and go, hey, man, chain me up, buddy. I don't want this happening. This slippery slope has gone too far. I want to take it back. I want to make sure that none of this stuff ever happens. I want to be a slave again, man. I want to make this right. I wish we would really stop with this anti-homosexuality thing. It's pathetic and it's sad. It really is. Things I'm excited about before I get out of here. Tomorrow, one of my favorite comedians, Bill Burr, his TV show, cartoon for that matter, F is for Family, will air tomorrow on Netflix, probably tonight at midnight, man. I'm super excited. A lot of other cool things happening here. I'll be going back to Dayton February 11th to the 14th to open for Jeff Dye, and my boy Brant Tobler will be featuring, so I'm super excited. We have here in town. Next month, we have Carmen Esposito and Rhea Butcher coming in town. Lewis Katz. And in February, it was just confirmed from Last Comic Standing, Mark Norman will be at the Southern. And I'm really excited about that. So things are really looking up and picking up here in Charlottesville. I'm hoping to maybe in February go to Richmond and open for Bert Kreischer. I put a feeler out to the club manager for that. So that would be super dope to get to open for Bert Kreischer. What else? I'm definitely going to do a podcast earlier next week. So you guys be safe out there and enjoy the holidays while it still lasts, while it's still going on. Get your Christmas shopping done. Okay? And it's Christmas, people. Don't get offended by Christmas. And if you are, I don't care. Because Christmas is Christmas. Hanukkah is Hanukkah. That's what it is. You know? The people that hate Christmas, you never hear them fighting about wanting to go to work on Christmas or giving back a holiday bonus. So if you're at work and you got one of those, I'm offended by Christmas, and y'all having a Christmas party, and you brought some cookies, you tell Janice, you go, hey, look, these are fucking Christmas cookies, bitch. Put it down. Bob, these are Christmas. This is Christmas chili. These are the Christmas wings. Take your offended ass back to your desk and go to work because you don't believe. And like my father told me, you don't believe, you don't receive. There's a show. That's a show. Peace.